Air quality advocates have been talking a lot lately about cutting pollution from buildings. They say constructing more efficient buildings is the way to do that. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Steve Thon works for Provident Energy, and he's showing off an exterior wall in a highly efficient home at the Daybreak development.
If you'll see all this foam, that air sealing, that's where all of your hot and your cold air is leaving your house, going to the outside.
Thon's checklist for certifying a building's efficiency includes everything from the light bulbs here to the utilities. These EnergyWise features could save Utahns $1 billion over the next generation. They also could help Utahns in another important way, since they cut pollution emissions from the buildings themselves. Kevin Emerson tracks policy and regulations for the advocacy group Utah Clean Energy.
We're seeing more and more that new homes, existing homes, commercial buildings, the whole building sector is going to play a more important role in our air quality issue. And this is an important strategy to help lock in those energy savings and reduced air emissions.
Emerson said that amounts to about 5 million tons less air pollution if future homes are built to updated standards. Governor Gary Herbert's energy advisor supports moving in that direction now. Herbert's Clean Air Action Team calls it crucial for good air quality in the years to come. But a legislative panel approved a bill in June to slow down the adoption of new building codes in Utah. Lawmakers could vote on it as soon as September. Judy Faze, KUER News.